North Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're following some stories here at the top of the second hour. Russia has announced that the forces they have sent to Syria are an anti-terrorism unit, which is a further signal that they are on the side of Assad and the government against these U.S. and Israeli-supplied insurgents. This apparently has caught a lot of people by surprise, including the United Nations, who are saying this is going to have serious repercussions. But at this point, Russia appears to be sending a message that this conquest of nation after nation after nation by the United States and by NATO on behalf of Israel must stop now. What may really prove to be the undoing of this whole thing, if these Russian anti-terror experts succeed in capturing Mossad or CIA, we already know they caught some French troops on the ground aiding the insurgency. If they start catching more and more of these Western troops, then they're going to basically sell the idea there was no legitimate, real public uprising. It was another covert coup d'etat, an overthrow. Display it before the world. So this thing's going to get very, very dangerous very, very quickly here. Let's see. What was another one? Oh, I just saw this story. It's very absurd in the American media. Many are willing to cut the accused U.S. soldiers some slack. And this is basically an article that is saying, you know, he was worn down. We're talking about the guy that there's the crazed lone nut assassin who killed those 16 people, 9 children, and now apparently raped 2 women. Boys, did he have a lot of energy. And they're trying to say, well, he was worn down, post-traumatic stress disorder. He simply snapped. Really, you cannot fault him for what he did. And this, to me, is a propaganda move to try and excuse what he did so that when there is a terror attack, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, by those angry Muslims, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, the U.S. Position will be they're overreacting. How dare they blow up the Washington Monument or the Golden Gate Bridge in retaliation for those 9 dead children? Really, it's an overreaction. The guy who did it was just a nut and a kook. We aren't to blame. Why are you punishing us for what this obviously insane individual did? Setting aside the fact that the U.S. government made him insane and gave him a gun. Yeah, this is a setup to something really ugly. No wonder they're fighting this Afghan government investigation that says there were 15 to 20 U.S. troops. Because it doesn't work to say it's an overreaction unless it's a crazed lone nut. They're trying as hard as they can to push this thing. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. We have Pat in the United Kingdom. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there, Mike. Nice to speak to you again. Gosh, you've gotten earlier and earlier now because you've put the hour forward and we haven't gone forward yet, although we will do in a week or two yet.
Isn't it a mess? I hate this whole daylight savings time thing. I think it's a lot of nonsense. I really do.
Well, it means that all the presenters get slotted forward an hour, you know, for us listening over here in Europe, and then when we put our clocks forward, I think in about a week or two, around a week after the equinox, we go forward for a bit. But yes, I was just thinking about what you're talking about. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
No, I was saying go on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but what you're talking about, call centers and India and all, and so on and so forth. And I just think that, you know, we've for something like 25 years of dealing with public sector organizations, customer service hasn't improved at all. You know, what you're looking at over here is endless push-button menus, often with menus of options which don't include one to match the reason for your call. You're forced to go down the path which doesn't match one's needs.
Yeah, we got those two, and I absolutely hate them here. We got to take a break. Pat, stay with me. I'm going to come back to you as soon as we take these commercials.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure. Just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try All Natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm just looking through some of the entries to our little impromptu contest of just which story, which item on the WhatReallyHappened.com webpage triggered this morning's denial of service attack. And so far, my picture is winning the contest. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Anyway, getting back to Pat in Great Britain, yeah, we have those robotic phone answering systems here, and they are very annoying, and I don't think they're designed to make it easier for you to reach corporate management. I think, in point of fact, it's put up as a roadblock, so that they can say, yes, we're trying to be responsive to the customers, but they're really not listening to you at all. And it is very, very frustrating to deal with that. Pat, are you there?
What's frustrating? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. What's frustrating is that you know that all the companies that, you see, eventually when you get through to someone, you can be outsourced to India, and you know, everyone knows, but there's two issues that are really bad. Everyone knows that the companies that are using this technology make big profits, and they could easily employ one or two more people to answer the phone. Secondly, for a long time here, you may have heard of this, that all these organizations, they use these hated premium rate 0870, 0845, where in the States you're all toll-free. They make you use these numbers, which cost a fortune from a mobile phone, and we've had for years here, it's meant to have been outlawed by Ofcom, this revenue sharing. whereas it was in the interests of the company that you were ringing to keep you on hold and keep you through endless push-button menus to keep you waiting because they get a revenue share, they get a rake-off.
I hadn't heard that one. I would not be surprised if that comes to the United States real soon.
When you got a, when you got a minute, go to a website called sayno2870.com. It was a website that some protesters set up here a few years ago deliberately to try and provide you the geographical equivalent number for the premium rate 0870 or 0845 number to save you money, because they would make money by keeping you on hold and keeping you on these push-button menus and toing and froing and it was meant to have been outlawed, but they're still at this game, a lot of these companies. I mean, there was once upon a time we used to have national rates and local rate, but what's happened is that telecom companies introduced fixed calling plans, but they never ever revised the 0870, 0845 problem. So companies were making money out of this. And yeah, people like myself and work others have worked, you know, work from home. We've registered with the calling preference service, which means that your home landline number is deliberately kept secret and not sold to marketing companies. But I still get phoned up by India, and they know my name.
Yeah, we have the same problem here. We have what is called the telemarketer no-call list, and we have all of our numbers on it. Now they're starting to hunt down, like, our Vonage numbers, which weren't on there. But there's a company right here in Hawaii that does telemarketing, but their actual call center is located in another country where the no-call list doesn't apply. And so they're still harassing and doing the call, and they use call spoofers, caller ID spoofers, so you don't know who it is until you pick it up. And it really is a very predatory behavior, and our government's going to do nothing about it because it makes money, and they pay taxes, and everybody gets a piece of the action, and what the people want doesn't matter anymore because they can vote against us all they want. It's not going to change a darn thing. And, you know, that's why at some point we're going to have to take some sledgehammers to those electronic voting machines and start hanging, you know, the vote riggers. What they did in Athens, Tennessee was the right answer. If the election is being stolen, you get some guns and you shoot the people stealing the election. Otherwise, you've lost your country. They're not just stealing the election, they're stealing the entire country. And that's what's happened here. And we need to take it back.
Yeah, that's
and they won't give it back.
Athens,
go ahead.
Athens, Georgia, near Atlanta. I know, it's about an hour out from Atlanta.
No, there's another Athens. It's a very popular name for towns here in the United States of America.
Oh, right.
The incident I'm talking about happened in Athens, Tennessee. But it's rather interesting because there was more vote fraud down in Athens, Georgia, this last primary. And they're still talking about that as well. You know, it's epidemic in this country. Our elections are so crooked, you gotta screw the ballots into the ballot box. And it's completely out of control here. And they're not even trying to hide it anymore. It's that blatant.
We're still on paper here, just about, and we'll have the council elections coming up.
Don't ever let that go. Do not let them put those electronic machines, or you will lose what little control you have left over your own country.
Yeah, sure. But, yeah, with the phones, you know, so I feel sorry for these people in India trying to cold call in a way, because they can't even speak English properly. It's mm-hmm. a slow, sort of slurred accent, and all they're doing, these big corporations thinking they're saving money, they're not saving money at all by employing these people. They're putting people off doing business. It's bad, sloppy management, cutting corners, trying to increase their profits for short-term gain by outsourcing all their calling, their telemarketing to India and all these other places. And they're just cheating off the public. And that's what I reckon. And, you know, it's not getting anywhere. So, oh, well, I hope it's not too much for Bernie.
All right.
You have toll free. Yeah.
All right, well, Pat, we're going to let you go here because we got more callers waiting on the line here, and thanks an awful lot, and do call in again. We're going to switch over to Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are you there?
Yes,
Mike?
I am. I have to be somewhere.
I was really happy about the recent news I've heard over the last week, actually, and then today you kind of nail in the coffin regarding Syria, because that was, you know, with Russia's involvement now saying that they have anti-terrorist groups or anti-terrorist forces now set up to deal with, you know, the obvious Mossad and CIA, you know, arming the dissidents, if you call them, in Syria. And it just, mm-hmm. to me, it was reassuring because it feels like, you know, this is going to pan out, that there is not going to be any more war And, you know, this is just what this country needs right now, because we certainly can't afford those wars. I talked to your, when I was talking to your screener, I mentioned the Afghan incident, the 16 civilians killed, and how, you didn't like the feeling that you were getting regarding the way that the soldier was being portrayed. And I just got done watching CNN and Fox talking about how everybody that knew him as a great guy and, you know, the kind of guy you watch your kids. And, you know, we're talking about a guy who pretty much has made a living off of war and all he was exposed to. And I'm certainly not making excuses for the man. But, I mean, somebody has to be held accountable. And as it turns out, as you mentioned, it's more than one person. And, I mean, how is the U.S. government going to deal with this? Because, I mean, they're talking about attacking, declaring all occupying, all American forces, occupying forces, pretty much going back on what they agreed to, cease fire in some regions. And now they're saying, we're going to treat you guys like we treat all U.S. forces, even if we don't have any kind of pact with you. We're setting the clock back in Afghanistan. Seems like it's going to be an uglier defeat as a result if, appropriate accountability doesn't take place in this incident.
Well, there will be no accountability, and the U.S. government is just going to go on saying that the Afghanistan government has no idea what's going on inside their own country, and the U.S. government, several thousand miles away, has a perfect beat on the situation. The motto of the U.S. federal government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And that's certainly what they're going to go on there. They're already pushing out this idea about this poor little crazed little nut sergeant. He just snapped, and we can't blame anything for, you know. And as I said, I think that this atrocity, I mean, when you go out and you shoot 9 children, you're doing it to get a reaction. It's an attention-getting device. And what the U.S. government, I think, was trying to do was one of two things. Either they wanted to provoke a violent reaction among the Afghani people that would force the Afghanistan government to let the U.S. stay after 2014, or they're creating this incident so that they can claim a false flag yet to happen was in retaliation for it. Or it may have
That's
just been a case of a coincidence of happy overlap.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. That was interesting what you just mentioned right there, because you're suggesting that the government actually, you know, told a command group to go out there and massacre some civilians. One guy's got to be the scapegoat, and the reason why they did it was to use that as pressure for the Afghan government to allow. But it's obvious to me that it's obvious to anybody who's kept any kind of track of this. The government, the Afghani government, can't even survive if they don't rigorously oppose the occupation. And I just see it as a feeble attempt. I was thinking that it was just really some guy, a bunch of guys that just had enough of, you know, the fourth and fifth terms or tours in Afghanistan or Iraq. They flew off the they all flew off the handle. And it's an incident that needs to be marginalized. And I was just curious to know what your thought, because it doesn't seem to me like the Afghani people are going to, like, you know, pretty much be satisfied with anything that we do. And
the Afghani people are not going to be satisfied with anything that we do. But remember, the current government of Afghanistan is an imposed puppet, Hamid Karzai. And despite his talking tough about keeping the U.S. soldiers on their confined bases, the reality is that Hamid Karzai understands the Afghani people don't like him there any more than the Iranians liked the Shah of Iran. And so if there is a serious civil uprising in Afghanistan, Karzai is going to basically say to the U.S. government, okay, I need you back in here to keep these people peaceful. And you know,
you
basically
think,
take
just a little off topic back to the Russian involvement in Syria. Can we get our peace pipes out now? Does it look like there's enough Chinese and Russian rhetoric right now to hold everybody at bay and keep things the way they are, so maybe we can concentrate on rebuilding our country's infrastructure? Can we get out the peace pipes, Mike?
Well, you and I can, and I think 99% of America can, but unfortunately the people in control are absolutely caught up in delusions of their own glory and their place in history, and they're hearing voices in their head and confusing them with the imaginary playmate who lives in the sky. And because of that, we're in a situation where the future of the world is going to be determined by whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And frankly, we got a lot of certifiable running around Washington, D.C. right now, and Tel Aviv. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back after these commercials.
Thanks, Mike.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And still going through looking for more information about what's going on over there in Syria. But if it is a special anti-terror force that Russia has put in there, then they're going to be hunting for anybody on the ground who is an asset of either the United States of America or Israel in order to basically hold them up and say, this is the real cause of all these problems in all these countries. It's not the Arab Spring has been hijacked. What began as legitimate popular uprisings against imposed tyrants in places like Egypt has been seized on as a cover for covert overthrows of those nations that won't toe the line that the United States and Israel draw. So this is leading to a confrontation, direct confrontation between the United States and Russia. And things are going to get very, very ugly. And you need to understand something. Russia does not have access to a lot of warm water ports, and Syria is an important strategic asset for Russia in that part of the world. They're not going to let it get taken over easily. So this is going to get very, very intense. Meanwhile, Leon Panetta is out here assuring us all that if Israel attacks Iran, the United States is prepared to go in there with them. That is absolutely exactly the wrong thing to be saying right now. Because as long as the United States will throw your children's lives into cleaning up the messes that Israel starts, Israel has no reason to stop creating these messes, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Lebanon, wherever. Israel runs up, punches somebody in the arm, and then dashes behind Big Daddy United States of America. And the United States of America has to pound somebody to a pulp to prevent them from seeking revenge on Israel. And then Israel laughs and goes off and does it again. And that's what they're getting ready to do here. If you are a parent, if you are a spouse, if you have brothers and sisters in the military, take a good look at them. Do you want them blown to bloody bits on the other side of the planet so that Israel doesn't have to face the consequences of its unprovoked attacks on neighbor after neighbor after neighbor after neighbor? That's what Leon Panetta is saying, that no amount of American children is too great to sacrifice to protect Israel's children from the retaliation of those countries Israel is attacking. That's what Leon Panetta is saying. Israel can go ahead and attack Iran without any reason. Even Israel is admitting they don't have nuclear weapons. They just might want to have one day. Therefore, we're going to go in and bomb them. Well, if that is the threshold, if that's the red line for war, attack every nation on earth. Because at some point, somewhere inside, you're going to find these nations saying, gee, wouldn't it be cool if we had a nuclear weapon? We could hold off an American invasion. We're going to go back to the phones. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yes.
There you are. Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to chip in on the whole idea of the five Security Council members, the United States, Britain, France, China, and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And your thesis and other callers seems to be that Russia and or China is going to stand up for a nation with their UN Security Council vote. And other than this just one little vote in favor of Syria, which Russia then kind of backtracked on by demanding that the Syrian government negotiate with the foreign rebels and reach a settlement, the nations of Russia and China have done nothing but backstab Iraq and Sudan and Libya and Iran with every single vote, and they're getting ready to do it again. And this idea that Russia and China are going to put all these troops into Syria or Iran is just a wild, crazy, stupid idea. They don't have any troops in Iran or Syria. And this idea you have about this big
Wait a minute. Fox News is reporting Russian troops are on the ground in Syria right now.
I understand the claim, but what does that mean? Come on. Does that mean they have 100? I don't even think it's 100. It's just a rumor. It's just
How do you know?
Well, because
you're in here saying that it's only 100. How do you know that? Or are you just guessing? Is it wishful thinking on your part?
Year after year,
the reality,
always the same thing.
The reality changes. Russia. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Russia and China have been playing Neville Chamberlain to the American Fourth Reich up to this point. And they're going along, and basically the attitude is, all right, if we let them have Libya, maybe that'll be enough and things will calm down. Russia and China do not want a war. They're trying to avoid one. Just like Great Britain was trying to avoid war with Nazi Germany, even though we all know now looking back that Winston Churchill absolutely was dead set on starting the war to destroy Germany as a manufacturing center that challenged Britain's might. So, Russia and China have been going along with all of this stuff, but at some point, when their own direct strategic interests are threatened, yeah, they're going to protect their own interests. And Libya is one thing, but Syria is a critical Russian seaport. So I don't think they're going to back down on this one. Maybe some deal will be made, maybe, but who knows? The dollar isn't as powerful as it once was as a motivator. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh. Hear me and pray, Lord. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to the Christ who really opened your eyes. Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh. Really and pray, Lord.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here are some new developments coming in. A Russian Navy oil tanker, Fleet Fueler, has just pulled into the Syrian port of Tarsus. Officially, it is there to support Russian ships operating in the area, supposedly tied to anti-piracy. Yeah, we're going to believe that one here. Let's see what's going on. I actually did get a lot of entries for our impromptu giveaway a coffee mug contest. And a lot of people, they're pointing to the obvious stories, USS Liberty, and various other things like that. But a lot of them honed in on this article we put up about the idea that Egypt did not have pharaohs. We've all grown up with this idea of the pharaohs because that's what they talk about in the Old Testament. And because hieroglyphs were basically undecipherable up until the time of Napoleon, when Champollion got hold of the Rosetta Stone and finally broke the code. And ever since then, as more and more of ancient Egypt's real history comes to light, we find there's a huge gap between the Hebrew telling of the history of Egypt and what actually happened. And it's interesting. It turns out the word pharaoh doesn't refer to a person. It refers to a building. it refers to the royal palace. And we see in our own media how the media says, today the White House said this, and today the White House issued that, as a collective abstraction and metaphor for the administration. And that's what Pharaoh meant in ancient Egypt. The administration, the palace, wasn't the person, wasn't Ramses, wasn't Seti. So it's another one of the really big historical goofs that they had in the Old Testament. And a lot of people are wondering if that isn't what triggered the DDoS attack. One that a lot of people pointed to, and it's going to be very, very hard because so many people are saying exactly the same thing, so I'm going to take the earliest entry, we'll get the coffee mug. They're pointing to this example from this scan from the San Francisco Examiner regarding the attack by Israel against the USS Liberty. And they're flat out lying to reduce the number of casualties and injured. It's just, even back in the 1960s, the American media was lying to help Israel. Israel's attack killed 34 American sailors, wounded something like 170 others. And the Examiner said 4 dead and only 50 wounded. So even back then, they were lying. Even back then, they were lying. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm talking to somebody in Russia. When they were talking about the press here, all Putin and Russia is arresting the opposition, that's not quite the case. They're arresting operatives working for the oligarchs, trying to create sedition inside the country.
No, we definitely knew that. We reported that a couple of weeks ago. I mean, basically, the smartest thing Putin did when the Russian Republic came into being after the collapse of the Soviet Union, they kicked out the oligarchs, sent them all back to live in Israel. And ever since then, they've been trying to find some way to bring Putin down, even if it means generating a war between the United States and Russia, because by golly, you will not free yourself from your oligarchical masters. Because their God says they're supposed to have all the money and have all the control. And so it really comes back down to, again, we're at risk of global thermonuclear war because of money junkies.
Well, another thing, too. Last weekend, I posted on your website, in Houston at the Holocaust Museum, I think this was a publicity stunt. They put out this racial slur phone call making threats if they put this Danish boat that sort of like saved Jewish people from the Holocaust. And they put this phone call and with all this racial slur and threats. And I just think this was a publicity stunt because the technology today, they would find out who made the call. And I just think this was just a publicity stunt.
Well, it probably was a publicity stunt. And, you know, we're supposed to have this caller ID so that we know who is calling us. And then it turns out there are two caller IDs. And the one that we get is subject to alteration. And we know that telemarketers can conceal it. And, you know, there's this weird company out there called TrapCall.com. And they sell a service where if you're being given a harassing call, they will unmask the blocked or unknown so that you can find out who is really calling you. But then the same company sells another service called SpoofCard.com where you can defeat TrapCall. So you want to talk about basically making money off of both ends of the deal? You know, where they're selling people a service to find out who's harassing them on the phone, and then they sell the harassers a means to basically evade the detection. Talk about absolutely corrupt and unethical.
I'm just saying, but they were sitting there crying and crying about this hatred, and we were in the Holocaust and all that stuff, and I just put on the...
They're always hoaxes. They're always hoaxes. The hate crime hoaxes. Every time they actually find somebody behind one of these so-called hate crimes, it turns out to be the victim. It's epidemic, and nobody ever gets prosecuted. They had that student that was drawing swastikas on her own door that got caught on the security camera. There was that professor out at that college at Claremont in California. All these anti-Semitic stuff appeared on her car, and it turned out she put them on there herself. It's a classic pattern of playing victim. You know, and that's how they get special political favors. Oh, give us money. We're victims. Everybody's trying to kill us. You're the sixth most powerful nuclear power on Earth. Nobody's coming to kill you. It's just the way they think. They absolutely, utterly shameless. Let's play victim. We'll, anything that gets them the money and more power is what they're going to do.
Well, you know, Mike, you know what I'm thinking about doing, countering the Holocaust Museum? I want to set up the Red Terror Museum, and I want to show, sort of like put up artifacts about the real genocides that happened in Soviet Russia. Hundreds of millions of people. Now, that's a Holocaust compared to 6 million, supposedly.
Even if you accept the orthodox value of 6 million, it's only 10% of the total losses of World War II. And there have been genocides throughout history. There are more genocides going on now. And, you know, I am sick and tired of a corporate media that is absolutely unable to live in the 21st century. They're hopelessly trapped in the first half of the last century, and they can't come up to the present day. And over this last weekend, it was just going around the TV dial. It was Hitler this and Nazi that and all the rest of it. It was just absolutely, absolutely absurd.
Well, I just, like I say, I just think I want to come up with the Red Terror Museum to counter the Holocaust museums, because I'm going to say this really happened. But the Holocaust, there's still a lot of questions. You know,
well, I think we've just identified the topic that somebody doesn't want us about, because our website just got taken down again. So I guess we know who's doing it.
Boy,
and, yeah, they just took the website down again, another DDoS attack. So, we know who did it. We know why. What can I tell you?
Okay.
All righty, well, listen, George, we're going to let you go. I got a couple of other stories I want to talk about here while we deal with this latest childish behavior by a certain segment of our population. All right, so here we go. Now, out in California at the San Onofre Nuclear Power Station, they ran a test of the heat transfer system for the steam generators, and they've been finding more and more water leaks, and now the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has dispatched what they call an augmented inspection team. In other words, the San Onofre Nuclear Power Station is in trouble, and hopefully they're going to have to shut it down. Because it appears it is just absolutely not safe. It is absolutely, absolutely not safe, and they're going to have to deal with that. Now, interestingly enough, over in Spain, we were talking earlier about how these windmills are rusting away here in Hawaii, and they're just not really used very well, and they're just tax dodges and so forth and so on. And over in Spain, they've come up with this rather interesting solar power station, because what it does is their mirrors and their tower collect heat, but instead of transferring the heat directly to a power generator, they pump it into this giant underground vat filled with molten salt. It's at like 500 degrees centigrade, and it basically stores the heat, and they draw the heat off to run the generators, which means it can run at night and under cloudy skies. And this looks to me like they have solved a major problem in the solar power infrastructure. And I think we need to be looking at this instead of just doing these, you know, politically, you know, let's look like we're looking for alternative energy but keep burning up the oil situation. So that's definitely one we want to be looking at. All righty, let's see. Going back here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and let's see, Cheney has canceled another Canada visit, he's afraid of war crimes prosecution, and, you know, everybody's making more and more fun of the TSA here, but the caller was making, you know, an absolute valid point. We need to be careful of these hate crime hoaxes. It's become a classic pattern of playing for sympathy. And every time that you start seeing more and more of these hate crime hoaxes, it's a sure sign that Israel's getting ready to do something. Either cast lead to or attack Iran or attack Lebanon or whatever. It's almost become a predictable pattern. All of a sudden, there are attacks on Jewish people worldwide, and the next thing you know, Israel's bombs are flying. So that's what's going on there. All righty, let's see. I have actually blown through. Oh, wait, we've got a caller on the line. Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, it's been a little while. Okay, I just want to say on this Santa Opre, the nuclear power, it's a brand new steam generator. They actually cut a hole in the containment building and put the new steam generator in. It's brand new. They shouldn't be having these kinds of problems. I think the light bulb conspiracy would apply here. And they're really scratching their heads over this one. And I think you're right. I think they may have to shut this sucker down unless they plan on repiping the whole thing. I used to be a
That's kind of a very tricky situation because you're basically talking about all if there is a leak between the primary cooling loop and the steam generator, then it's all contaminated and you know, it's probably going to be less expensive to just build a new plant from scratch if they can get the approval.
Yeah, this is a real problem. This shouldn't be happening. I used to be a real proponent of nuclear power. I thought we could do it right. I still think we could do it right. But after Fukushima and listening to all these other problems on nuclear power here on these right here stateside, and given the supplies of natural gas that we have, and we could use the CO2. I just don't see how we can keep going with this nuclear power thing. There are too many problems.
Well, let me basically say this. I'm in agreement with you. I think it is possible to have safe nuclear power. I think it's possible to have productive windmills. I think it's possible to have really good solar. I think all of these things are possible. But as long as the money junkies are making all of the key decisions, then safety is going to be compromised, reliability is going to be compromised, margins of safety are always going to be compromised. It's going to be transformed into something that generates the maximum profit in the quickest amount of time, and any long-term consequences are going to be some other executive's problem to deal with. And that is really where the problem is. In a mature republic, the government is supposed to keep an eye on the money junkies with the understanding that money junkies make really bad social decisions. But when a government becomes fascist, when the government and the corporations are aligned against the people, then the corporations are going to make the usual profit-driven decisions, and the government is going to say, yes, this is the way it must be. And that is when you get into some serious, serious problems.
Could I ask you a question? Now, I believe the Prime Minister of Iceland went on trial for basically negligence or, you know, letting the money junkies do what they did to Iceland.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard the status of the trial. I've heard probably that if he is convicted, it's going to be a wrist slap, but it is a highly symbolic situation where the people of a nation basically fired their government and threw the bankers in jail, and now they're putting the former government on trial. And again, it is more symbolic than real, but it is what we should be doing in this country. It's what Europe should be doing. It's what Greece should be doing, especially if you look at how Papandreou literally screwed his own nation by that partnership with Goldman Sachs to do the currency swaps to hide the fact that the debt was getting out of control. And again, we don't know to what extent the debt problem Greece was dealing with was a direct result of that whole mortgage-backed security fraud.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, what Iceland is doing is what we should all be doing, which is why you don't hear anything about it in the American corporate media.
Right. I'll let you go, Mike. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And there's a very loud helicopter outside. I hope it isn't dropping guys on black ropes or something down the side of the building here. All right, we're going to catch another phone call real quick. Marilyn in Iowa. Aloha, Marilyn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Marilyn, are you there? I guess we lost Marilyn. Okay, then it looks like our website is back up again and running, and kudos to our security people who seem to be on top of this whole situation. We're coming up on a commercial break here, I think. Actually, we're about 1 minute away from this story. Are you there, Marilyn?
Actually, we're about 1 minute away.
Okay, we're getting some feedback from the remote end there. So we're going to hang up that phone line. All righty, we're almost to the end of our show today. It's going to be a very interesting week. Some of the things we're going to be looking forward to, and I use that in a very, very loose sense. Greece this week, in fact, right now, today or tomorrow, is supposed to be making a massive, massive payment on their debt. Rumors are swirling they're not going to be able to, and there's already talk about yet another bailout for Greece, understanding that a bailout is not a gift, it is yet another loan. Under the private central bank system of economics, money comes into creation only through loans at interest from that private central bank. So when they say bailout, it's basically it's another loan, it's a refinance is what they're talking about. The only way that that's different is when money is transferred covertly into another economy, which, according to Lord James, the U.S. government has been doing to the tune of trillions of dollars. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Boy, what a wild Monday here. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting week here. We are getting some news stories coming out of Afghanistan. The government of Hamid Karzai is now saying that reports by witnesses at the scene of the massacre involving the 16 civilians, nine of whom were children, and now apparently at least two rapes, are saying that the U.S. soldiers who carried out this atrocity apparently had air support. They arrived and departed by helicopters, the latest report from the scene. So this idea of the crazed lone nut soldier that we all have to feel sorry for is rapidly falling apart. It isn't a surprise. We know the U.S. government lies to us. They've been lying to us. You know, we know they lied about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. We know they've been lying much further back than that. And I think if there is one positive aspect of this time in America's history, it is that the American people understand in their heart of hearts that the government and the corporate media are lying to them on a pretty much regular basis. It's not a case of pointing out this was a lie and this was a lie. It's all lies. It's easier to count the number of times you're told the truth. The corporate media, the only thing the corporate media is truthful about are the sports scores and the weather report, and they're not all that good on the weather report. And that's a reality we all need to be looking at. We know that there are a lot of people, too many, world leaders are seeing a new war as their best option to get out of their economic problems, to get out of their overpopulation problems, to get out of the fact that they have allowed the infrastructure of their nations to collapse from neglect. And I think more than a few world leaders are looking around at the dilapidated state of their country, including the United States of America, and saying, we don't have enough money to fix this. We couldn't even begin to fix it. Might be better to just burn it all down and start from scratch. Just bulldoze it all or nuke it all and start building all over from the ground up. Now, we all know how much our present government is similar to the evil dictatorship portrayed in George Orwell's 1984. And if you go back and you look at either the movie or the book, and I recommend the book, the movie's good, but the book is better. And you'll remember there's a book within the book, The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism. And George Orwell, as part of the backstory of creating 1984, actually wrote that book, more of a pamphlet. And in it, it laid out basically a model for a government that purported to be socialistic in nature, but was in fact intensely fascistic. And I remember this one thing that was in The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism, where it said, the purpose of war is to destroy work product, to keep the people poor, to keep them constantly working to rebuild that which is being destroyed. Something to think about between now and when we are back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support alternative media, and Aloha America.